I'm with FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai, and today we are going to talk about some of the changes from the commission regarding AM broadcasting. And Commissioner Pai, well, again, we appreciate you joining us today.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Obviously, the FCC has done some technical rule changes for the AM band. The biggest one is the FM translators, and it's kind of interesting. There's going to be two separate windows. Why did the commission decide to do that?
Well, partly it was the result of a compromise. I proposed 3 years ago that we create a window in which AM broadcasters exclusively would be able to get an FM translator. Some of my colleagues, most notably the chairman, were strongly opposed to that. The chairman called it, as he put it, and I'm quoting, a spectrum giveaway, which I strongly disagree with. Nonetheless, in the interest of compromise, I suggested, okay, what if we set up a different kind of window in 2016, along the lines of something he preferred, which was to give AM broadcasters a one-time waiver for relocating an existing FM translator up to 250 miles. Now, that's certainly not my plan A, but in part because I've heard from a lot of AM broadcasters that it would be really tough for them to compete with some of the bigger market AMs to get that translator. Nonetheless, the price of getting my proposal adopted was agreeing to that, and so that's why we have this sort of odd two-step process. In 2016, we'll have the 250-mile waiver possibility, and in 2017, we'll have the FM translator window.
One of the things that I know a lot of folks were concerned about was these translators need to be kept with the AM, and the commission, again, did a two-tier approach.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so essentially, in a nutshell, the translator has to travel with the AM if the AM is sold or otherwise disposed of. And so I think that's something that the majority of my colleagues, especially the chairman, wanted to get in there. And since the votes weren't there to take a different approach, then I agree to that as well.
Now, there are some engineers and some folks, and I guess I would be one of them, saying this really doesn't solve anything. It just makes people move to the FM. If we're going to do that, why don't we just move everybody to the FM and leave the Class A's and B's by themselves, and they can duke it out?
And that's part of the reason why I've strongly pushed for other proposals that would let the AM service as an AM service thrive. Things like getting rid of the ratchet rule, making sure that the nighttime and daytime community coverage standards are changed. One of the things that the FCC didn't agree to but teed up for the future was the possibility of letting AM stations stay on longer at night and earlier in the morning. And that's something that I think would be absolutely critical. In fact, as you've spoken eloquently about in others' forums, I think that would actually be something that would give AM broadcasters a real shot in the arm. I mean, the translator might be a short-term bridge, but longer-term, being able to stay on when now you have to go dark, that's a huge game-changer, I think, for a lot of stations.
And let's talk a little bit about that proposal to have a power increase at night. There's obviously, there's engineers that are listening to this shaking their head, saying all that's going to do is increase the noise floor. There's some that would say we have an example of this with the Class C's, where we get a uniform power increase and now you can't hear it far away, or the range was reduced at night. So couldn't there be a compromise to the point of, you know what, Brian, your radio station, you're going to get a, quote, post-sunset authority until 10 o'clock local time, and then you have to go down to your 152 watts. Isn't that a legitimate compromise?
I think there is definitely a balance to be struck here. I mean, and I think that people have to understand that there is going to be a trade-off. On one hand, there is the interest in getting a better reception of a more distant signal, and I'll concede that there are a lot of stations that have thrived doing that. On the other hand, we have to remember that one of the core goals of AM radio service, of all broadcasting, frankly, was to get communications from a local news and information source. I mean, that is ultimately the gold standard of any radio or even TV broadcaster. And so we have to strike that balance in a way that it lets people in local communities get the information that they want. And I'm hopeful that along the lines that you suggested, or if there's another way to skin the cat, we can reach a compromise, because I think there's no reason, I think, for the perfect to be the enemy of the good here.
Ken, talking with FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai about the AM rule changes that have been announced by the FCC and some of the proposals coming on along. Going back, Commissioner Pai, to the FM translator rule, there's a lot of concern that there's not enough frequencies. And so what's going to happen with that?
That's another issue, and that's one of the reasons why I wasn't a big fan of this 2016 250-mile proposal, was because what I'd heard was that for the few translators that are available, 250 miles is a pretty long distance, and I met with, for example, an AM broadcaster in Massachusetts who told me, if that's the standard, then I'm competing against somebody in New York City to get an FM translator. They're difficult enough to find, and this is just going to drive up the price. So that is a concern that I've got. More generally, I think with the FM translator window in 2017, if there aren't enough to go around, and that only underscores the importance, I think, of us adopting reforms, and soon, such as the nighttime reforms that we've been talking about, to make sure that AM broadcasters can thrive on the AM side of the dial.
Talking with FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai about some of the AM rule changes. One of the big rule changes that I think probably out of any of the announcements on the changes that was universally accepted was the ratchet rule, which even the commission admits has been a complete and utter failure.
Exactly right. And this is a legacy that's been around for a couple of decades. And I think whatever the original purpose of the rule, there's no question that it's outlived its usefulness in 2015. I mean, just the notion that the FCC is requiring AM broadcasters to make an affirmative showing that an improvement to facilities is going to decrease interference. I think you know, and all of the engineers out there know, that it's exceptionally difficult to do that given the current noise floor and, frankly, just given the financial state that a lot of AM broadcasters are in. They don't have a lot of money sitting around to hire the engineers and lawyers and advocates and whatnot to make these showings to the FCC. And so my preference would have been, and the FCC ultimately agreed with me, to get rid of this regulation. And if an AM broadcaster thinks that an improvement is going to be an improvement, then let them do it. And they don't have to make this showing that is completely unneeded.
Talking with FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai about some of the rule changes for AM. Under the proposals coming up down the line as well, and other thoughts from the FCC, is with the expanded band. And let's talk a little bit about that. Again, here's something for a station like ours. You know what, Brian? If you know, it might not work at 1430 for you, but we'll let you go to 1660. Now you'll have your higher power at night, and yeah, you'll have a little higher daytime power as well. I'd be the first to jump at that. Is that something that the FCC is going to really consider?
It is. So there are two aspects of the expanded band service that you might be interested in. The first is that there are still a number of dual authorizations out there. So when we open up the expanded band and let some standard band folks migrate over there, they still kept their authorization for the standard band. So they have both. And one of the things that we explicitly teed up in this AM revitalization order was requiring them to turn in one of those. And so that's going to free up a number of expanded band licenses. More generally, we asked, how should we think about the AM broadcast service in the 1605 to 1705 kilohertz band? Is there a creative way for us to help revitalize AM radio further by using it? And speaking personally, I think I'm agnostic as to what the optimal solution is. Frankly, I really hope to hear from you and a lot of your listeners to let us know what the best way to use it would be, because we're certainly not getting the best use out of it now. And so that's one of the conversations that the FCC teed up that I hope your listeners will help us resolve in the near future.
Talking with FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai. Commissioner Pai, I know another big thing that a lot of the engineers that are listening to this right now will say is, we can do all we want, but with the receivers that we have, it's absolute, they're terrible, and we need to make some changes with that. How does the commission do that? Because I know yourself and other commissioners are very hesitant to force the receiver manufacturers to have certain standards. But a lot of engineers say, well, the commission did that back in the 50s and 60s with UHF, VHF, and the color TV part.
Right, that's a good question. So recently, we've heard a number of concerns that the FCC would be overstepping the bounds of its authority to go that far. And, I've spoken with some of my colleagues, including on the engineering side, and as well as our general counsel's office, and their general view is that, the question of our authority is a pretty serious one. And additionally, the concern has been raised that, in a sense, the cow is so far out of the barn at this point that the best we can do is focus on the broadcast side and help with things like the ratchet rule or the translator window or nighttime coverage standards. to help address the problem that way. But that said, I have tried to use my bully pulpit to make sure that, you know, these issues are addressed in a way that helps AM broadcasters. For example, I was, I think, thus far still the only commissioner to talk about the fact that BMW is considering getting rid of its AM receiver altogether in one of its electric cars. And I, you know, hopefully that by using the bully pulpit in a way like that, since I don't set the agenda either in terms of rulemaking or enforcement, you know, we can help move the ball along those lines. Unfortunately, I'm just a voice of one in a sea of thousands over here.
Talking with FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai about some of the AM broadcast rules as well. Finally, Commissioner Pai, before we let you go, talk a little bit about the HD service on the AM side. Boy, there's a real controversial topic. At least the HD or the digital in hybrid mode does cause a lot of co-channel interference. Digital in the just digital mode seems not to, at least from some of the studies that I have seen. So wouldn't a really interesting compromise be to get the digital guys and the folks that still like CQAM AM stereo together and say, you know what, have the digital receivers not only decode HD, but then decode CQAM stereo as well, which from what I've been told they can do just by some lines of code. And then you're going to give at least all of the broadcasters a choice. You can either A, go HD, all digital all the time, no hybrid, go CQAM AM stereo, or leave it the way you have it right now and you'll sound like a cell phone on the receiver. Is that an idea that needs to be kicked around to try and get everybody together?
That's not a bad idea, and I think that you know, some other folks have advocated that as well, that you know, this is not something that this was one of the areas where we did not see unanimous agreement, to say the least, in the record. I mean, people were pretty divided about it, and so if there is a compromise along those lines that the if folks on both sides would agree to, I think that would be a nice way to proceed. We've done things like that, analogous to that, in other areas, say, digital television, for example, even on the cable side as well, that you know, we've often struck some compromises that allow people to experiment with these more digital-oriented technologies while maintaining the legacy systems that other folks have continued to find useful. So here on the radio side, I think that that's a possibility we should certainly be open to considering.
Is there any chance that channels 5 and 6 on the FM band are going to be opened up to move all the AMs or not?
Unfortunately, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news there, but it looks like the answer is probably not, especially you know, the agency's attention is so focused on the incentive auction right now, and anything in the TV band is a pretty dicey proposition, unfortunately, to a lot of my colleagues.
All right. And Commissioner Pai, I guess any of the engineers, if they want to give you your opinion or their opinions to you, they are more than welcome to, right?
Absolutely. I've got an open door, both literally and figuratively. And you can always email me at ajit.pai@fcc.gov. That's ajit.pai@fcc.gov. You can tweet at me at ajitpaifcc. It's really me reading and responding to all those tweets. And more generally, just stop on by in Washington. I've been so impressed with the folks who care about AM who've come to my office, you included, who've really made a case for the FCC standing up for this grand old band. And you know, so long as I have the privilege of serving in this capacity, I'm going to try to vindicate that interest.
Well, again, Commissioner Pai, we appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai.